Where does the energy come from that you spew, Sophie? Is the energy from the practitioner, or is the energy from source? I first experienced energy from someone else back in the year 2000. Just like many others, of course I have experienced the energy between my two palms when you are slowly separating them. But although that was quite dramatic to my communist-addled brain, I didn't make it mean much. But what I happened in 2000 was dramatic and made me change how I viewed the world from there on. My boyfriend and I met for dinner with another guy. The two guys were the disciples of the same energy guru, so that is all they talked about. After dinner we went to the other guy's apartment and they were giving each other samples of the energies they bought from that guru. Bought. Designer energies. More about that later. Anyway, I was skeptical. I lied down on the couch and rested. But although I was at the other end of the room, I felt the energies and they were strong, and all different. So I was a convert. I even bought myself several energies, and practiced giving them to people. I didn't think much about where the energies were coming from, their source. I just used them. In about 2011 I stumbled on Theta Healing, and devoured all the books, did all the moves and exercises in them. Then I found a video of the originator and saw that what she says and what she does are two different things. She simply connected to something, just like me. But the method she gave to her students was complicated, fancy, time-consuming. No wonder that none of her students connected to the place she connected to. She called it God, if I remember correctly. But it wasn't the same place I connected to and still connect. She took people to an imaginary pool of energies, that to me felt dark, and contrived. Energies the human mind conceived. Now, what I wanted to ultimately talk about. What is the source of the energy? Are you giving people your energy or are you a channel? All the energies I transmit sound the same. If you buy all my energies you suspect that I am cheating you, because all sound like me breathing. But what my breathing is, it is the vehicle. Like a bus. The same bus can carry monkeys, vegetables, clowns, Nobel Prize laureates, and little kids. The bus is the same, the bus load is different. If you can feel energies, and some people can, you can feel that they are different. Yesterday I was asked to energize a woman's water and also infuse it with the Effortless Abundance Activator. So I infused it with the energizer, which is a straight forceful coherence inducing energy, like combing long hair to remove all the tangles. Then I infused it with the Heaven on Earth. An energy that clearly starts at the back of my head, and goes through my body first in the back then in the front in a zigzag manner. The third was the Unconditional Love Activator, which is like jumping off a high trampoline into big water and salto, i.e. rotate an air forward a few times before you hit the water. And the fourth is two energies, one sliding in from the top, the other from the bottom up. The second and the third phase activators bundles. So you see, these are energies that I can call down, but they don't come from me. I am just the middleman. Calling them down. Why am I selling them? Why am I not just giving them away? No one appreciates anything that is free. That is one reason. The other is, source frowns at leaking its energy. Leaking any energy. If you are wasting your life with menial and meaningless activities, source frowns at that too. What is source? I don't know. I can talk to it, I get guidance from it, I get to be liked and disliked by it, but what it is. But really, I can't tell. I don't know. My favorite way to visualize it I learned from Wallace D. Wattles. He says, I paraphrase it, the formless in all and through all, even through empty space. But even though it is in all and through all, you need to connect to it to be connected. In my system the crucial touch point is the tangerine spot, a palm-size area of your skull. The Theta Healing Lady connects to whatever she connects to through the mind, which is the R where your sunglasses sit when you push them to the top of your head. Way towards the front from the tangerine spot. I haven't had a chance to observe anyone else to connect to anything. But most people go to their minds, like the Theta Healing Lady. To do most anything. The mind is like a cave. With walls that block out reality. The tangerine spot and being connected is like looking at the world, reality, from a satellite. Seeing much. What you can recognize accurately of course will depend on your accurate knowledge. Source energies perform a precise task. But. Here is an example, the Heaven on Earth is many energies combined into a bundle. Each energy attempts to relax a particular part of your area. And you know how difficult it is to relax even areas that are well defined, your jaw, or your ears, or your breath. It is difficult. I practice it every night to ease myself into sleep. Any tension and I am not asleep. So even for me, relaxing all my body is very hard. It takes practice, It takes all I've got. But that is how the energy bundle works. The principle is, all disease is caused by blockages. And all blockages are caused by tension. By resistance. Resistance to what is. Is this true? Let me ask Source. 70% truth value, says Source. The number signifies that 30% of all diseases is caused by something else. Kabbalah says that cancer, for example, is an opportunistic disease. The space between who you are and who you pretend to be is invaded by the cancer. The bigger the gap, the more the cancer can grow. This is also 70% truth value. I wonder if humans can know anything deeper than 70. I'll share another energy. There are many. The avatar state activators. The core of that energy is a vortex. It makes you vertical first, and then it lifts you to the vertical plane, where things are not pedestrian. Most people cannot even be upright. So they have the perspective of someone flat on their belly. And therefore they can only see from reality what is visible from that close to the ground. Neither far, nor wide. And definitely not high. For high they have to go to the mind. But the mind is not reality. So any action created in the mind and performed in reality is ineffective. The fastest and most precise tool I have, other than muscle testing, to see where someone is looking from, is the what are you building with that exercise. The lower your vantage point, the deader the spirit is in you, by the way. Yesterday in my private call with Kristoff I suggested that she gives up the pipe dream of speaking in front of thousands, the pipe dream that was designed, in the mind, to compensate for not being valued for his speaking when he was a little kid. He didn't. But I used this as an opportunity to give up my pipe dream. To be celebrated and invited to be interviewed on Hungarian television for having won the Nobel Prize. The pipe dream also shows me trim and elegant. Which I no longer am. Age and the pandemic has caught up with my looks. Having given that up, today I feel a lot freer. I look the way I look, I've achieved what I've achieved, and I don't have to compare that with that pipe dream and be unhappy about where I am. Last night it was easier to fall asleep. I could relax faster. Maybe it was because that pipe dream didn't keep me in stitches? Okay, the second day of testing the market is upon us. I am testing how interested in using energies to change yourself and change your life. First I'll do the avatar state energies, and tomorrow I'll do the infusibles. The avatar state energies are incredibly potent, but so is your resistance. Potent. Especially if you have physical problems. 70% of all physical problems, I am simplifying here, are caused by your resistance. The resistance that says, this shouldn't be. This is wrong. It should be different. The resistance that gets you stuck in most everything, a pipe dream, a victory, a failure, a make wrong. So you see, the avatar state audios have to overcome, overpower your resistance, unless you allow them, support them to stand you up and lift you up. Can visualization help you with that? Yes. But you want to be able to be lifted up while you are doing something useful, like study, like work, like workout, like make love. Something useful, not dedicate your life to instances of non-resistance, much like Christians dedicate Sunday morning to religion. The method I live is called meditative living, where I attempt to bring the vertical state to every moment of every day. Muscle test says I succeed to 69%, which means I am also a pedestrian 31% of my life. Undisciplined, impatient, grumbling. Just like yourself. Okay, here is the link to the list of the avatar state flavors. Go see the many flavors of the avatar state. And here is the link to buy any or all of those. Get the avatar state activator of your choice. You can get a $10 discount for the next day or so, till midnight on the 23rd. Use coupon code 220,223.